Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Mortgage Marketing Mastery. And in today's episode, we're going to be answering the question, as a new solo advisor, should I brand myself as an individual or a company? Which is a great question, actually. And do you know what? One that comes up that I always get, it always shocks me, because I think it's quite straightforward, but many people struggle with it. So it's one I definitely want to share some light on. Now, let's talk about this concept here, which is new advisor. I'm going to answer this specific question here. Is new advisor, should I individual or business? And so if you're a brand new advisor, personally, as in regards to brand new advisor setting up on your own, you're building and you're going out self-employed, there isn't much difference, to be completely honest. I think this is the thing that if I can champion more than anything else, is that there's not really much difference in building a business versus building yourself. And I actually think that many people, so because of that, you should really lean into building yourself. That's what you should be doing. Now, why is that the case? Because when you're setting up, the goal is just to try and generate leads and to try and build awareness of what you do. Okay, so that's the main number one goal. Now, when you build a business, it's going to be harder for people to be aware of you if you're in a local area. Let's say I set up mortgages now here in the local area here where I live in Cambridge. Quite a lot of people know me because I grew up here. My dad was in the parish council. My mum ran a local dance school. I taught dance for 12 years here, roughly. Very well known. Anna was a mortgage broker here and estate agent here. Very well known. So if I set up on my own, I just called it Ash Borland Mortgages, then that would have been a significantly more successful business than if I just went off and tried to brand it as a business. Now, I am telling you this from my own experience. I actually set my business up and I called my business First Time Buyer Specialist. That's what I was called, or the Home Buyer Specialist, sorry, not First Time Buyer. I called my business, it was called the Home Buyer Specialists. And I thought that would be a really good idea. And then at a similar time, I'd watched a friend of mine who some of you might know, so it's Thomas Honor, and he set up his business, which was Thomas Honor Mortgage Services. And I thought, is there a big difference between the two? He's branding his personal brand. I want exactly the same issues. I want to try and build a business. I want to build a movement. I want to be somebody that people recognize, and it's a brand people recognize. And it was a big mistake on my side and a big positive for Tom. Tom now has staff, he has a premises. So building it around the individual didn't stop him from being able to scale his business. However, with me at the very beginning, it definitely hindered me because I had another barrier, another form of thing to think about. Of like, actually, is Ash Borland the guy that works at the Home Buyer Specialist? Is that the same guy? And that's why, if you actually got any of my stuff, it's like ashborland.com, or it's info@ashborland.com is my email, or everything is exactly, it's just very basic. I don't try and call it Mortgage Marketing Mastery is the marketing system I use, and so I do use that sometimes, but really the vast majority of it is just Ash Borland. And that's exactly the same for you when you're starting as a new advisor. Now, the big concern people have is, what if I want to sell the business in the future? And to my answer to that is that if you are a new advisor, a brand new advisor getting into the industry, I don't mean brand new as in like you just took your CMAP and stuff, but all could be if you want, but you're going self-employed. My dog is licking his paws and he shouldn't do that. And you're going self-employed, then I would say that don't get caught up in this idea of I'm going to sell my business and I'm going to do, because the chances of that happening are very slim, and you've got loads and loads of other roadblocks and other things you have to come across before that even happens. Mortgage businesses are not bought anywhere near as much as you would think, because a lot of the time, sorry, I have to pick up where I left off there. My wife just called me up on the phone up there because she thought the dog had gone missing, but he's not. As you will have known by watching and listening to this, he's behind me right now licking his paws. So that was it. So yeah, what I was saying though was that the vast majority of people do not have to will not sell their business. They just won't. And yet they have this illusion of, I'm going to do it. It's very similar to when you hear people go, I've got this vision of helping people. I want to help 1 million people move home, or I'm going to help. And the reality is these goals are so large that they don't really mean anything. They're just dreams. And because goals and real achievable goals are things that you've built towards, and you can't build towards, I'm going to sell my business as a brand new advisor, when you don't even know if you've got a business. You don't even know if in the market there's proof of concept that people want to work with. You don't even know if you like it. And that's the thing that's crazy with this, is that you really do just move all that kind of rubbish to the side. Don't think about it. Don't worry about it. And think about, how can you every single day move towards having a better business for yourself that brings you income, that makes your life enjoyable? And the more you work on those things, your business over time will become whatever it becomes. And again, example I've just used is Tom Honor. And Thomas Honor has his business, which is, there is staff, there is a premises. It was a personal brand business working out of his bedroom. And it's not that anymore. And he's a wonderfully successful mortgage advisor. And is that a business he could sell in the future if he grows it? Most likely. I don't know if he has aspirations for that or not, but he definitely, that you can see how these things change and evolve and grow. We are fluid in the way that we work and the way that we live. We don't have to set something in stone and go, that's what we're going to do forever. It's not what we need to do. And so I think when it comes to branding, to answer that question, I'm going off on a soapbox, standing on my soapbox and shouting about this. To answer my honest question, your honest answer to this question, is focus on branding yourself, because it's the fastest way to success. And then if things go in a way that requires you to have to potentially, there is a potential of a merger, there is a potential of a rebrand, of a purchase, or it looks like it could go that way in the next 5 years once your business is established, you can always rebrand. You can always rebrand, because at that point, the rebrand, you'll still have lots of clients and an existing client base who've come for you, but the rebrand could be used in order to make it then become something later on down the line that could be sold. So don't get caught up in this. It is a myth. It is a fallacy that is sold to you. And truth be told, guys, you can make six figures. You can bring home after the networks and that, you can do six figures, have a wonderful life as a mortgage advisor. And if you want to, you can do multiple six. You could do seven if you were really good. I have some clients who do that, but you can keep pushing as far as you want, still with a personal brand. You don't have to still have this big, large company brand, because it's harder to connect. It's harder to connect with your audience. It's harder to connect with ideal clients. And when you have a personal brand, it's much easier to be able to move and adapt with the times. That's my take on this. If you have any other questions you guys want answered, please drop me a message on Instagram. So most of these questions get answered here. Pretty much all of them are the ones that come through the ask me a question tab on Instagram. So I answer them in short on there, and then I'll answer them in long on the podcast when I get around to them. If you have a question, I put that up every single day. Go and head over there and drop it in there. You'll see it in my stories, and I'll put it into the rotation here, and also answer it in a short 1 minute video there as well. I will see you in the next episode. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.